head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariat, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
And here we are back at the Rusty Satellite Show in the Louisville.am studios here in St. Matthews. And I am happy to be joined by the lovely Caroline Knopp.
Oh, Rick, I couldn't think of another thing I'd like to do today. I'm really excited.
This is it. We're having that one great week where there's not really a lot going on between Christmas and New Year's. For the most part. There's always something going on in your life. I went to your making bacon party last week. It was so much fun.
It was so good to see you and Paula. I know it gets a little crazy. I'm sorry I can't sit and chat.
Yeah, you should just stop the party and come talk to us.
Ah, I would love it.
I saw some great people there. Saw some great Rusty Satellite Show alumni there. And that's always fun. And, you know, as we're going into we're finishing up, I guess, the fourth year. We're in 234 weeks, however long that is. Yeah. There's a lot of, everywhere I go, I think I see Rusty Satellite Show alumni.
I bet you do.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit on this end of the year show today. It's very exciting when you do this every week and you get involved in planning the next week and the next week, and you never sort of take a step back and say, wow, look who's been on here. And
absolutely.
And you're a big part of the Rusty Satellite Show, Caroline, because you helped me get introduce me to some people that I have. I don't actually know everybody in town, so I need
it's tough. who could know everybody in town? That's the beauty of it. I don't think you'd want to know everybody.
That would be
you
tough.
Know. It's always great to meet somebody new each day.
That's exactly right. So it's a lot of fun. The show it goes into a lot of different parts of town, a lot of different topics, a lot of different things, all related though to Louisville, Kentucky,
which is our hometown.
And it's a lot of fun to do it. It wouldn't be possible without my sponsors. A special shout out to Passport Health Plan. You'll hear about some of the guests that Passport has made possible on this show, and they're really great folks, and happy to have their support. And also a relatively new sponsor, Platinum Panel.
Oh,
I don't know if you know about them, Caroline.
I do not. Tell me a little bit. That's exciting.
Well, they're a consumer research company, and they have a lot of tests coming up. Consumer test, like if you want to go taste some chicken and tell people what you think of it and get paid for it.
Really?
That's what you do with Platinum Panel. And they are, they have a number of tests coming up in January. So now is the time to sign up at platinumpanel.com.
That is really cool.
It's a cool thing.
Okay, I like stuff like that. All right. Why not taste chicken?
Well, Caroline and I are going to talk a little bit about 2017 and all the things that have happened there in a moment. But first up on the show, I'm very excited to actually introduce one of my son Josh's best friends, Gabe DeVerge. Has been a sports writer and is still involved in a lot of things in related to U of L sports. And since I don't quite pay as much attention as I used to, I thought I'd bring in somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
To talk about the big game on Friday.
Yeah, it's huge.
Have you gotten set aside that time to watch it, Caroline?
A little bit. Not really, Rick.
A lot of people are freaking out because it's Friday at 1 and they have to work.
Yeah. Well, hopefully people get off. I mean, it is the week, New Year's Eve weekend.
Yeah.
So a lot of people do get off, I think.
The Scrooge boss that makes you work Friday afternoon when the U of L UK game is on.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that game. And
great.
I'm going to talk with Gabe about the bowl game on Saturday. Louisville plays Mississippi State down in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Which is a great setting.
Mm-hmm.
I went down there the last time U of L played there. I went in 2006. It was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Great setting. And as it was 8 degrees this morning on in my car, I said, oh, man, I wish I was going to Jacksonville. 8 degrees. 8 degrees.
I love it, though. I'm into this cold weather.
All right. So stay tuned, folks. This is a fun episode of the Rusty Satellite Show with Caroline Knopp. And next up, you're going to hear my interview with Gabe, and then I'll be back with Caroline to talk about 2017.
Mm-hmm. I admit, I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up. Until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and her passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
And this week in the Bluegrass State, there's a big basketball game, I understand. I have Gabe Duverge with me, who's an expert on such things. Right, Gabe?
You could call me that, I think, Rick. I'd like to say I know a little bit more than most, that's for sure.
Okay, well, it's important, and you know, maybe you can tell us why the powers that be allowed this to happen on a Friday at 1 o'clock.
That's a great question. I think the biggest issue with the Louisville-Kentucky rivalry in the time of year that happens is it happens during the quote-unquote college football bowl season. Mm-hmm. And it seems that with the growth of the bowls, that has really hampered the scheduling conflicts. And I think we're also kind of at a time in calendars where Christmas and New Year's are happening near the weekends, so that even makes scheduling a little more difficult. So last year, of course, we had it on a random weeknight. I think it was like a Wednesday night at 7:30. Today, it's a Friday at 1 p.m. I think next year it might go back to weekends. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's just a combination of the fact that they've got to get it in a good time slot for a bowl game versus they can't have it on a weekday because of the holidays has been the real hamper. But hopefully next season they figure it out.
Well, what's your advice for people who need to get off work?
Take a long lunch.
It'd be a really long. It's just like during the NCAA tournament, right? We're all looking up for.
I know, right?
Trying to be unproductive and come up with excuses for getting out of work to watch the game. Yeah, just by way of introduction to our audience, Gabe here is a U of L graduate. He went to school with my son Josh, and a longtime writer for he started out with LouivilleKY.com, our very own Pulse of the City.
Absolutely. We had a good time back then. Those were good days.
Yeah.
And you know, luckily Ricky gave me my start, and I moved on. You know, a few other things have happened since then, but I will never forget my start at LouivilleKY.com.
Okay. Well, yeah, you do never forget your first, but with Cardinal Connect, you've done some interesting stuff, and you continue to be a contributor over there, right?
Absolutely. Cardinal Connect, who you know, it's run by Nick Coffey, who a fellow radio host in town, and I've been able to work with him for a few years now, write some articles, done a little bit of podcast hosting, gone on his radio show, The Red Zone, over on 790 KRD. And it's been a good time for the past couple of years, a fun thing to do on the side. I don't do it anywhere near as much as I should. But, you know, maybe 2018, Nick, if you're listening.
2018 is going to be the year for Gabe and writing. But let's talk about what's going to happen in the basketball game on Friday, other than the Cards winning.
Let's hope so, right? I think, you know, it's a really interesting year, Rick, because both teams, and sort of my pulse on the fan base, is both teams are very willing to say that the other team is almost certainly going to win this year. Mm-hmm. I think both Louisville and Kentucky have had a lot of performances that have made fans really unsure. Of course, Louisville fans know that, you know, this team, this Louisville Cardinals team, cannot rebound. You know, it's their job, and they can't do it very well, and they're having a real hard time preventing opponents from getting second opportunities on offense and defense. This Kentucky team is young, and that's what, you know, John Calipari will tell you. The very first thing, the second thing, and the third thing is this is the youngest team he's ever had at Kentucky, which is really crazy to think given his style of recruiting and running.
Yeah, he always has all freshmen, so how could they be young? But they both have winning records. They're both what Kentucky's ranked, right?
Right. Kentucky's ranked 16th. This is actually the first time in several years that there won't be one top 10 team in the battle, which is kind of a bummer. But it really goes to show how interesting these teams are and a little more complicated than normal.
How is it's in Lexington,
correct?
Right. So are you going?
I will not be going. I was telling a friend today, you do not need me with a few drinks in my belly in Rupp Arena getting heckled. That would not end well for somebody. Well, probably mostly me.
That's the most fun about being a fan is going into hostile territory and barking insults. Who you think is going to win?
I think Kentucky's going to pull it out.
You're just like those people.
I know,
you
I'm
said.
Just like They're, those people.
Saying, you're willing to say the other team's going to win.
I think the issue I have with Louisville is that they, you know, they can't rebound, you know, worth anything. And Kentucky's one of the is a top 10 offensive rebounding team. And despite the fact that they played pretty poorly in their last effort against UCLA, I just don't think Louisville has the ability. They haven't shown the ability this season to really prevent Kentucky from getting second opportunities, and it's going to be their downfall. I could see them really keeping it close. I don't know what the spread is, but if I had to say, I'd probably say, 75 to 71 or 70. Okay. It's going to be close. It's going to be a fun game. Unless Louisville can just show up and start rebounding, which they haven't done all year, I just don't see it happening for them.
Well, let's talk about the team. The new coach, David Padgett.
Right.
There's a lot of talk about that. I don't know. There's a lot that's happened at the University of Louisville.
To say the least.
to say the least in the last year. What do you think is going to happen with Padgett?
I think, this is obviously the million-dollar question. I think for Louisville fans, I personally, my hope is that this is a dress rehearsal for him. I don't think he has. You want to go move forward, even if maybe if he goes to the Final Four, if something crazy happens like that, maybe you can revisit it. I don't see that happening with this team, unfortunately, given the performances so far. But I think you would, if you're David Padgett, you hope that this is a dress rehearsal. You can get a mid-major job after this, and I think Louisville's got to target some of the three or four top names that sort of you hear bantied about. Chris Mack, Shaka Smart, maybe Greg Marshall at Wichita State, and the golden goose that some Louisville fans love to whisper about, Billy Donovan.
Yeah, well, I guess anything's possible.
Of course.
We never thought sitting here last year at this time that Patino would be out and all the things that have gone on. But I want to ask you about one other thing since it's the big weekend.
Of course.
Football. Lamar Jackson's last game probably down at the Tax Slayer Bowl in Jacksonville. How you see that shaping out?
I think it's a good opportunity for Louisville. They're going to benefit from, sometimes these bowl games are really weird and the fact that one team is going through a huge amount of change, and that's Mississippi State. Of course, they lost their coach Dan Mullen, who's taken the job at Florida. Their starting senior quarterback was injured in their rivalry game, the last game of the year, so they're going to start a freshman. And Louisville is playing its best football of the year right now, and even though they're going to be missing two huge defensive contributors,
I was going to ask you, what's with these guys sitting at the bowl game? I don't understand why these guys are doing this.
No, and I understand a lot of frustrations as fans, and a lot of people are really confused. I think it's. As the bowl season has grown, there's over 40 bowls now. It's becoming so clear. It's just an exhibition. And for some of these guys, and I think Louisville has some of these cases that are a little bit different than ones you've seen in recent past. James Hearns and Jerry Alexander both were banged up this season. So I think I understand a little bit more from their point of view that they want to keep 100%. They want to keep healthy as much as possible, which I get. I think it's a little bit different than if you said Lamar Jackson was sitting out. I think you'd hear a lot more uproar and anger of him sitting out his last game as opposed to some of these guys who've been banged up this season and want to get healthy
That's the question to me. If it's such a big risk, why is Lamar playing?
That's a great question. I think for him, he honestly has a lot more to prove than a lot of other people, especially given the fact that he's trying to solidify himself as a top 15 pick, to some draft scouts apparently as a quarterback. And despite all the issues that Mississippi State has, they have a lot of defensive talent. A lot of guys are going to be playing on Sundays, so it's another really good opportunity for him to show up and play some quality opponents.
So, just to be sure, for those fans out there, there's no chance he's coming back.
I would say 99% he's gone.
Though he could.
He could. I wouldn't. I would highly doubt that he comes back. If he's listening, I beg him not to come back because I wouldn't want to mess up that money. You don't want to mess up the money, Rick.
Man, that's really something. I think, he's got a lot on the line there. As opposed to those defensive guys who I think ought to be playing to prove themselves, but
that's fair enough.
There you go. So I guess you consider yourself like a really big Cardinal fan, right?
Absolutely.
And so you do the whole Twitter thing and all that, and what the fan base is, Is there a lot of hate going on with that right now?
It depends on who you ask. You just hate Matt Jones? Really divided. I think it depends on who you ask. I think, especially on the issue, when it comes to the firing of Rick Pitino, I think you probably got 95% of fans were on board with that. That, you know, just fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Type of deal. No matter if he was implicated or not, I think at some point, you know, Rick, if you're the CEO of a company and bad things keep happening, eventually you're going to get fired. That's just the reality. When it comes to Tom Jurich, that's where things get a little more fractured, and I would say you probably have, you know, closer to you know, less of the fan base, I would say, was on board with that decision. But, you know, it is what it is, and you'll hear some people say things like, oh, Dr. Greg Postal has it out for Louisville. He's secretly a Kentucky fan. Those types of things. I think there was even a period of time where Vince Tyra, who's the acting athletic director, was getting some of that ire. You know, that all proves, I think everyone's pretty much moved on from that conspiracy theory. But there's a lot of different point of views out there. It's an interesting time, that's for sure.
God, and I tell you, it wears me. Maybe you don't, but I think there's too much sports talk radio, and
we're mad about it here, man. We're
everybody's
mad. It's
got
a
to
lot.
Air their grievances on the whole situation. So anyway, that's what that is. So anyway, we're about to wrap up here, Gabe. But it's so good to see you again. And
absolutely,
you've had a lot happen in your life.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been pretty.
You got married sometime recently.
I did. Yes, well, a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. Okay. And good friends with my son Josh. Josh is coming in tonight.
He is.
We're recording this on Wednesday, right?
Right.
And anyway, where's the party? Is the party at my house?
I don't know. There might be a party at your house later this week. It's TBD. You know how he is on planning things.
Yeah. I've been warned that something might happen at my house at some point. So we'll see how it goes. So anyway, it's the end of 217. Happy New Year, Gabe.
Happy New Year to you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. We'll be back. I'll be back with Caroline, and we'll be talking about 2017 and 2018 with the Rusty Satellite Show.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. Comes out on Louisville.am.
All right, and I appreciate Gabe coming by the Louisville.am studios to talk to us about the big games this weekend. In the studio here with Caroline Knopp. Yeah, your whole family.
Go Cards!
Not this year, but the year before, your brother came in.
Yes, brother Otto.
Came in and
he played football. He was a nose guard. Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
We cover a lot of different topics here on the Rusty Satellite Show, and one of my favorites, of course, is sports. I just want to, during this segment, we're going to look back at and just mention, we're just going to name drop.
Okay.
You know, to entertain folks about some of the sports people we've had on the show and why, you know, Lenny Mello, your buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And my buddy. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
What was he got a great award from
Golf Digest.
Golf Digest.
For being one of the top 50 golf fit
in the country.
Professionals.
Yeah.
That's way to go, Lenny Mello.
Speaking of tops in his sport, Dale Romans, the trainer over at Churchill Downs, was one of my favorite guests on the show. I got to go over there and go in the stables, do all that.
That's pretty special.
You might remember Michael Dupree. He was the cover boy for Men's Fitness.
Yeah.
He was a recovering addict and had a great, great, great story.
Wow. I bet you.
And he came in here in overalls and stuff from his – he's got an outdoor job. And so that was a lot of fun when he came in.
Love that.
And in sports also, I had Rex Chapman this year. And Rex is the U.K. – legend.
Oh, see, I don't know too much about
you.
Don't
know much about sports.
And what did Rex? Is he a football player? Basketball?
He's a basketball player.
Basketball.
He's my favorite UK basketball player of all time.
Aww.
But he unfortunately was here in town because he was talking about addiction, and he had been on pain pills because of injuries that he has sustained, and he's on the road back. So
that's great.
It's really good, and that was a great opportunity I had to interview him. And, lastly in sports, I had Mike Rutherford, who is a local radio guy.
Ramsey and Rutherford,
mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. He had written a book about 100 things that Louisville fans nor whatever. He brought me
it's
one.
It's pretty cool.
And
very nice guy, too.
I guess I can let the cat out of the bag. My sons are coming in this weekend.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And Josh is getting that book for Christmas.
Oh, that's a good gift.
There you go.
Oh, it's a good gift to have your sons in, too, Rick.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, the show, I just want to give some of the spectrum. I don't know if you have any sort of favorite. Caroline, you are always my savior when I come up to Tuesday afternoon and I don't have a guest for the show this week.
Well, as you know, via Making Bacon, I do have quite an interesting selection of friends, you know, that I'm lucky to call friends and lucky to have them, as well as clients. And I think there was one in particular, Campbell Boyer, who is one of the co-creators, founders of the Minimaker Fest.
The Minimaker Fair, yes.
The Minimaker Fair Fest. You know, he was, I only met him 2 days prior to that interview, and I learned so much about him, and I'm going to learn even more about him when we start back up again in the new year, and it's going to be just called the Maker Fair instead of the Mini Maker Fair, so that's pretty cool. But I always love listening to your shows, Rick. I learned so much.
Okay, well, I like doing them because I get the opportunity to talk to people I wouldn't normally talk to, and some of the I made a list of some of the really interesting characters I had on the show. I know just last week we had Santa Pat Meehan.
Yeah. Well, that was perfect.
It was a treat. Yeah, he was a lot. This guy, I introduced you guys, you listeners, to David Toborowski, who is a contestant, or I don't guess it's a contestant. He was a part of a TLC show called 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, yeah.
This 48-year-old guy went to Thailand, found a 24-year-old girl.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't hear that show. Did he stay together?
He did. I went to their wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
In the South End. And,
oh, I love it.
And it all happened.
That's great.
So you never know what kind of guest you're going to hear on this show. Frank Abagnale, you know that name, Caroline?
That sounds very familiar.
He was the individual who the movie... Is it Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo?
Yeah, DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
Sure.
That's a real guy.
Yes, I know. He was on your show.
It caused me to go back and watch the movie again, and Frank was, he's a genuine guy. He's
really fantastic.
Great. I loved meeting Chadwick Wilde. He's the lead man on The Quiet Hollers. And, you know, some of these are fun because of the experience of doing the interview. So I went down on Logan Street. In this place that I wouldn't normally go to, and their practice studio was a little room smaller than this, and I got to meet this great musician. He's got great recordings out. He's a successful musician.
Yeah, so. He sure is. People love that band.
So as I look over this list, it just amazes me the variety of people. I guess that I mean in the bourbon world, we had Peggy No Stevens, who's like
huge
in bourbon,
absolutely.
As well as Eric Gregory, the of the Bourbon Distillers Association. So there's a lot of bourbon represented on our list of show guests, and a lot of musicians. In addition to Chadwick, Roscoe Goose.
Okay.
Jug Roscoe. Band.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the jug band thing.
Oh, goodness.
And he was hilarious. Robbie Bartlett.
Yeah, I love.
Sure you know her.
Oh, my goodness. Songbird.
She was.
Between her and Carly
awesome.
Johnson, I tell you.
She was really warm and wonderful. I think I interviewed her down at Bellari.
Oh, so, nice.
You know, you get to go all over the place.
I
to
remember
do this.
That.
And, you know, just some of the. We can't go into.
Well, of course, Paul Toole with whiskey.
Paul Toole about
the first chocolate whiskey that's out there. It's pretty exciting.
I finally got to go to the warehouse where they do their work. It's out in downtown.
So, that's pretty cool.
So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of the other names on my list of characters, a lot of media people that somebody like that I've known all my life but didn't get to talk to until this show came along, Bob Hill.
Oh yeah.
Went out to and what an adventure going out to his farm in Utica.
Nice. I bet you that was.
He's a great guy, great opinionated guy. I had Al Cross on the show, Barry Burnson.
Didn't you do Tara Bassett? Her show? Or
no, she was on.
She was on here?
On the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm still waiting, Tara,
great.
For my invitation to be on your show.
Oh, ooh. We got to make that happen.
Okay. And now there's an area of coverage of this show that I know you don't get into a lot, but I like talking to politicians sometimes.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Oh, man. I pretty much, I sort of let my opinions be known on the show about where I stand on politics and how much I hate some of the current office holders like Mr. Trump and Mr. Bevin.
Yes.
But I had some fun politicians. Jennifer Moore is encouraging women to run for office, and she's an attorney, local attorney. Russell Lloyd is chair of the local Democratic Party, and talked to him at his office. A couple of Metro councilmen were on the show. My own councilman, Kevin Kramer. Kevin, I'm waiting for that call back on that Airbnb issue, just in case listening.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I also got to meet Bill Hollander, who's down in the Clifton area and all that. Sarah Davisher Wisdom is the GLI political person. She pushes for things in there. And one of my most fun interviews was Daniel Borsch, who is if you don't know him, you've been to his places. You know the tavern in Old Louisville?
Oh, of course.
And he opened up the pizza.
Yeah.
And he was successful in changing
a
wet dry
law. He has the tuner deli, the little tuner deli, too, next to the pizza place he just opened.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's
great.
So that's a variety of the characters from politics and sports. And we are here in St. Matthews next to the railroad.
That's okay. Well, they have waste management out there right now. We like those guys. I just gave them a couple bottles of wine and some bacon cookies.
Oh.
I love my guys.
Well, good.
Thank God for them.
I'm sure there was a lot to clean up after the big
There was.
The big party. All right, so there's two other categories that are big on this show, and that is people who have big, important jobs and people who, my favorites, are really entrepreneurs. And I'll just tell you some of my favorites. In the people who have big jobs, I introduced you to Kathy Dykstra, who runs Family Scholar House. Tremendous program and all that. The mayor's assistant, Chris Pointer.
Okay.
He was in on the show.
How many years has he been there now?
A lot, because I'm one of the few 15, that can 16? Probably remember that he was. Well, he came in with he was in government before.
Yeah, before
he was
Greg
working for Fisher. Yeah. So as long as Fisher's been in office. Of course, Greg Fisher was on my 200th show in January.
Yes.
And, or no, it was May.
May. Yeah, I love hearing. He has a great background.
Yeah, he was great on the show. Mm-hmm. Stephen Riley's an interesting individual. He's running a business, and he basically went over and took over the Speed Museum full time.
Oh, yeah.
Which is... that's a big job. Mm-hmm. That's a big job. I really like meeting the guy who I'm all into biking, as you know. And there's a guy named Rolf Isinger who was installing all those bike things around town.
Oh, downtown, you know? Primarily.
Yeah. It was a big thing that happened in the city this year.
That's huge.
So that was fun. I have to mention Mark Carter of Passport, because we had him on to talk about the move to West Broadway, which is coming up. And maybe, some of these
– Excellent.
Some of these big jobs are like unheralded jobs. Mm-hmm. Like I had a guy who's known as the sod father. You know who that is?
No.
He's the groundskeeper at Slugger Field.
Oh.
And they call him the sod father. He's one of the best in the country.
That is great. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So those are the kind of people you sort of run into on the show. And then now my favorite category of entrepreneurs, I know I'm not sure how many of these you're familiar with. But
hopefully I know a few of them.
I'm going to pick out the ones that invited me to their place. The thing that I love about doing this is I get to see things all over town. So down at Whiskey Row, I talked to Val Jones, the developer. And she took me down in the bowels
and
the
basements there.
They're going to open up some really cool restaurants and bars.
I'm excited.
Facing Washington Street.
Yeah.
And saw some of the rooms, the apartments upstairs are fantastic.
Great.
I would love to move in. And so, anyway, that was...
I think about that quite a bit, moving downtown.
Yeah, that would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite of all these entrepreneurs is Alex Raimundo.
Hmm.
He's the Hispanic comedian.
Who started
a tequila business.
And he's always over at that Mexican restaurant over there, Mango's. He does a comedy act down there.
They have a once a month thing. He's a national comedian.
That's great.
And does a show once a month.
Yeah, and their food's really good.
Yeah.
Food's really good.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Makes I'm starting to get hungry. Isn't it lunch?
Almost, I think.
Lunchtime. I want to mention.
You have your kombucha.
Yeah. I do want to mention Zach Pennington, who started flying axes.
People are loving that.
He let me.
I just had my friend Melillo. She's like, Carol, we gotta go fly. You know, do these axes. I go, I can't throw because I have a torn rotator.
Well, I think you could still do it.
You think?
It's not really that tough.
Okay.
So there's a bunch of favorites. Maybe we'll mention a few of these in the next segment. I know I really enjoyed meeting Mike and Medora Safai down in Shelby Park. Mm-hmm. They're running the coffee business.
Sure.
Down there. Oh, you brought me. Scott Kramer, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And he's down in Shelby Park as well. That's the thing
about
the show.
Amazing.
I think we're all over town, and it's a good way to discover what's going on in different parts of the city.
I agree.
And that's one thing. And we'll close this segment. I'll talk about my experience with guests from the West End.
Mm-hmm.
This show's given me an opportunity, and the Passport Project I'm working on is exploring people in the West End. I talked to Dr. Kevin Cosby, one of the top leaders of all in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting guy. Mm. And about my age, and we had a lot to talk about going back and forth. Ibn Ali.
Ibn.
You set me up with.
Ibn Ali.
He is
boxing away.
He's got his uncle's
charisma.
Yeah.
He sure does.
He's loud and proud. And
yes. And yes. That. Very spiritual. Absolutely.
And I also got to talk to Reverend Joe Phelps,
who
was there was a controversy in the news about, the stuff Bevan was saying about, mm-hmm. He was going to solve the West End's problems by getting everybody to pray.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold hands.
So I got to talk to Joe Phelps, Reverend Joe Phelps, a religious leader in our city, and
mm-hmm.
he did not really agree with the governor's position or tactics.
Yeah.
But We got through it, and I think the listeners who heard that interview really got to hear from somebody who was right in the middle of it what was
going on. Who lives it every day, sure.
That's mm-hmm. good. So as we wrap up this segment, Carolina, any of these people you mentioned, the great thing is all these interviews are available on the website.
Mm-hmm.
All 233 shows you can go back and listen to if you got somebody you're curious about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people that things happen to that have been on the show. Tom Jurich was on the show
2 years ago. Wow, yeah.
You know, he got in the news
from
a lot.
Then to now, you know?
So,
and if you go on a road trip, you just play all the Rusty Satellite podcasts.
If you can stand listening to me that much, that's...
Of course.
That's something you can do.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's been it's certainly a labor of love for me, and I really enjoyed it. So it's another year in the books, 2017.
Yeah. Way to go.
So when we come back, let's talk about how 2017 was for you and look ahead to 2018 a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And we'll go from there. So Carolina and I will be right back.
Rocking and rolling.
Hi, this is Alec Voles, co-host of the... What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With,
yeah, totally.
With Chris Anger and Brian Hines.
Yeah.
And Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am in iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Here I am with Rick Redding, and I am so honored to be on the last show of the year of 2017. Rick, this can't be true.
Is
it true?
It is. It is 52 in a row. I guess I almost decided not to do a show 1 week when I was really busy, and I said, you know what? Then I won't be able to say 234 consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
So
it's amazing.
For the listeners out there that that pay attention, that's what the show's all about. We're
Think
here
about
every
that.
Week with something new and exciting about the city of Louisville.
Yeah. It's pretty huge. It's pretty huge. Thank goodness that you do this.
Yeah,
and I'm honored that I'm one of those. I always love coming with my clients, but being on is quite... exciting.
Yeah, well, so good.
Normally don't do stuff like this.
Good. Well, you know, it's a slow week for the rest of us, but you were telling me that it's a busy week for you.
It's very busy. I even worked a little bit on Christmas Eve, you know, but it's hard because I work out of home.
Yeah.
So it's too tempting. So when I know some of the media, they're working too, you know, so I want to be able to get those pitches in when some others might not be. Oh, I don't want to reveal too many secrets, though. Secrets of the trade, Rick.
How you get that publicity for all these great clients. So tell me a little bit about how you got
it. Excuse me as I put on some Ballantine, chocolate whiskey Ballantine chapstick right here.
Wow,
Rick,
I'm going to have to send an invoice for advertising over to Paul Toole.
There you go.
Get ready for that one, Paul.
That was a good invention. Paul Toole, we love him, and Jeff Stumm. But yeah, this week is pretty busy for me. It's organizing and planning for the months ahead because there's so many events coming up in January, February. And one of the largest ones, of course, is Tailspin Ale Fest. But there's a lot of other great, wonderful grassroots events that are taking place, as well as different shows and plays that I'm helping with promote.
Now, what are your favorite events? You do so many, and I know you're going to say, I don't want to tick all the other ones off, but you must have an event or two that you like more than others.
Well, you know, that is a tough question. I've been fortunate enough to work on Tailspin for 5 years, and we're celebrating 5 years, benefiting Dare to Care Food Bank. And each year we always top the last year of raising funds for Dare to Care, which is a really great thing. And that event this year, Tailspin, is Saturday, February 17th. And, of course, it's at Bowman Field in the, you know, super huge aviation hangar there. And I love working with Tisha Gainey and Trevor Cravens.
Yeah, well, there's
two great entrepreneurs there that do a lot in the city.
And there's been a real increase in the city in beer fest type events. I know one of the shows last year, I talked to the guys that run Fest of Ale.
Oh, yes.
Over in Indiana.
Todd. Who's related to Tisha. And I get to work on that fest, too.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. They even have one out in J-Town near where I live. So
this year was a great one. Did you go this year to the J-Town one?
Yes, I'm a experienced beer pourer.
Yeah. Oh, very good. All right.
Although I remember in Tailspin last year, it was the weather didn't cooperate, and
it was kind of you know what, it wasn't that bad. It was raining, but it went through periods, you know.
Yeah, but if you had a tent outside where you were pouring beer like I did, it was
yeah, that's true. At least it wasn't too cold though.
Exactly.
So that was a great thing. It wasn't too cold. Yeah. Now, 3 years ago, we had the ice storm for Tailspin. I don't know if you remember that. Now,
I did.
Was tough. But we didn't have that outside access.
Yeah.
And this year, Rick, they're adding 30,000 square feet to it. So
it was already big.
Oh, it's... Tisha and Trevor have a lot of surprises in store. As you can see, I'm being very animated.
If you can see Caroline here, she's got her arms up, her hair out, you know, the whole thing.
I get really excited. So that's a great one. I love anything and everything to dealing with Apron Inc. We have the Dine Around coming up, which is going to be in February. That's actually Wednesday, February 21st. So mark your calendars. That's usually over 50 restaurants that are on board supporting and assisting and aiding Apron Inc.
Yes,
so all you do is go in and you eat a meal, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And
the money goes to charity.
Proceeds goes to Apron.
I know. We helped promote that last year. You know, one of the things that happened in 2017 is we had this podcast called Eat, Drink, Talk.
Yes.
Which I know you were a follower-up.
Sure.
We ended up sort of suspending that one for a while.
Put on hold.
It may come back in 2018. You never know.
Good.
But it may not. I love doing it because I got to meet so many restaurant chefs and people, and some of those filtered over to the Rusty Satellite Show, and it was really good. I know that, like, one of my favorite personalities I met last year was Damaris Phillips.
Oh.
Who, I don't know what she was on she was in the news just the other day, but the local chef who is a national TV star.
Food Network.
And, you know, you never know when you're going to come across somebody. I mean, some of my favorite shows are people who gain national prominence who are from here.
Mm-hmm.
And Damaris is a perfect example of that.
I agree. Yeah, she's pretty cool. I get to see her every once in a while, like at Highlands, you know, Highland Coffee.
She's
in there with
girl.
Her husband, and you know, pretty sweet, pretty sweet. Yeah, so that Apron Inc. is a great one, you know, and I love, of course, I love to eat and drink, and that's why I work out quite a bit at the J, you know, formerly known as JCC.
I might have to send another bill to them, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the funny thing is, Rick, I mean, when I moved back here from New York City, well, actually, at the time, I was living in Forest Hills, but my primary residency in New York was New York City. But having Ava, I needed to find a great place where, because she was only 17 months, where I could still work out. And Ava, you know, have some daycare during, you know, maybe 3 hours a day. And I just became a big fan of the J. And so I'm very fortunate that I get to work with them now over the last 2 years. And they have a lot coming up. They have Driving Miss Daisy that's coming up in January. That's their big opening for the new season. And then we got the Jewish Film Festival.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guests, thanks to you, here involved with the theater over there, Center Stage.
And all that. Absolutely.
So those are fun events.
It's big. And you know, the Jewish Film Fest is going to appeal, it's going to have more of a mass appeal this year. And some of the plays are free, and the films are either at the Village 8. We open up with our first film about Sammy Davis Jr. at Bellarmine, and that is going to be amazing with little appetizers and what have you. And then some of the films are over at Speed. When you spoke of Speed earlier in the first half of our greet and meet.
I remember one of the most fun guests you introduced me to was the school teacher, Jordan Price.
Oh, gosh. Long John Silver's.
Yeah, he did the Long John Silver's.
He's amazing.
Nationally prominent guy from Louisville.
Yep.
Just a school teacher, but had this great commercial for Long John Silver's.
And he's in several local plays.
Yeah.
He's actually going to be directing one of the plays of JCC this year called Wild Party. And I think that's the second play, and I believe that opens up in March. But he is ridiculously talented. And his wife, Lene, works at the J as well. So I get to see them quite a bit. But, yeah, you know, there's just so many things coming up that I just really – and Stage One, working with Stage One. Love that family theater.
Yeah.
You know, one of the only family theaters around.
Down there. You know, thanks to you, you know, the Rusty Satellite Show and me have gotten to go
Peter
behind
Holloway
the scenes and all these places.
Mm-hmm.
And just some great people doing great things in the city.
Truly. Well, you know what's cool? Rick, they are collaborating with the Kentucky Shakespeare, and they're doing Hamlet. So that's their opening. Their opening play, and that is January 26th and 27th, as well as February 2nd and 3rd. And that, of course, is at the Kentucky Center.
We may have to have
another
guest on the show in January related to that.
That'd be great.
So tell me... you may have other things to talk about, but I'm just curious how your 2017 was. You know, Sunday night, we're going to be kissing 2017 goodbye. Was it a good year for you?
Yeah, say goodbye to 2017. You know, it was a great one. I had a really exciting year. You know, my daughter's a junior at YPASS, and that adds a lot of excitement. She just got signed to Heyman Talent, so I love that. You know, she's going to be in an opening play, you know, coming up at YPASS. But so I'm really excited about all that. Dating Beckman is always a beautiful thing. Life with Beckman. You know, oh, and you'll love this. We're going to go to the Xavier game on Saturday in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And Bill Murray's son, of course, is the assistant coach. And he goes to the games. So we're going to meet Bill Murray.
Going to meet Bill Murray.
Beckman, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Ask him if he'll be a guest on the Rusty Satellite.
You know I will. Of course.
Interesting, cool people you come across. I want them all on the Rusty Satellite Show.
Lots of fun. But yes, my 2017 was great. I'm looking forward to 2018. I really am.
Well, me too. It's been a great year, and... I don't know. It's been so much fun doing the things that I do and doing this show, and all the other work that I do. It's nice not having a job, not having a boss.
Mm-hmm. You're your own boss, absolutely,
and
get to meet lots of great people.
It's a blast. So, what are you doing for New Year's Eve? You're the quintessential party girl. So, I want to know where to be on New Year's Eve.
You know, I really we're pretty low key. We're pretty low-key. We're doing Cincinnati on Saturday and staying the night. Coming back on Sunday. Been invited to a few little, you know, family parties, friends parties. But we'll probably, we might just go to the boat. Beckman and I might go to the boat for a couple hours. I never know what we're going to do. We haven't really planned it. But on New Year's Day, we go to a friend of the family's who I think you might have met, Jenny Hinkebeim. Okay. Or Jenny Collada and Clay Collada. They're both lawyers in town. Okay. They were at the Macon Bacon, but they have a really nice party in the Highlands. So we usually do that. But, you know, it's just, yeah, not much going on for New Year's Eve, really, Rick.
Well, it'll always be exciting around you, Caroline, I'm sure. And, you know, I don't know what I'm doing yet either, but it'll...
you and Paula, ring it in.
It'll be exciting.
I like that.
So, anyway, I'm going to wrap it up with you, Caroline. Thank you for coming in and talking to me this
week. That goes fast.
I know. It just flies by.
Wow, love this.
For the 234th time, we're wrapping up a show. But the last time in 2017, which is it's very special. Looking forward to 2018. Remind our listeners that... you know, if you have somebody you think that would be interesting enough to be on the show, feel free to get in touch with me or if you know Caroline, you know, she.
Yeah, and just say, Caroline, I'd like to be on that Rusty Satellite show. You know it. Absolutely. It sounds good.
Ultimate control over me and my schedule. So,
well, Rick, this has been great. I mean, really cool to be the last show of the year.
All right. Well, I'll be back to wrap things up. And Caroline, Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Rick. You too. Happy New Year, everyone. Enjoy.
And here we are, the end of another year. 2017 is in the books. Thank you for joining me for all 52 episodes of the Rusty Satellite Show that we've aired and put up as podcast right here in the Louisville.am network. I am at the studios in St. Matthews. Very happy to be able to bring you this show each and every week. And thanks to all my guests throughout the year, and especially to Caroline Knopp, who was gracious enough to come in and be a part of the show this week, and to Gabe DeVerge, who is following the U of L sports programs for us. I really hope that the Cards come through with a victory on Friday, and I hope the Cards come through with a victory on Saturday. We shall see. But anyway, that's what we do here at the Rusty Satellite Show. Big thank you to my friends at Passport Health Plan for sponsoring this show from nearly the very beginning, and to my friends at PlatinumPanel.com. PlatinumPanel.com, go there and sign up, and you may be able to participate in some consumer research studies. There's a bunch of them coming up in the first part of January. All right, Rusty Satellite Show 234 is in the books. I'll see you in 2018. Enjoy the new year. Hope you go out and have some fun. And I'll see you on the road.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to LouisvilleKY.com, the pulse of the city.
Time.